Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's Friday and I feel fine. How are you guys?
Good.
Very good.
We're here late for a Friday. Oh my God. It's
Amy
like
Sharp
20.
Bailed on us.
Hey, I was talking. It's 25 to 1.
Eve, that finished?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk
now? Yeah, you can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I was just having conversation. You've done that 3 times to me today.
No, I haven't.
You have. You've pulled me up and said, I'm talking. Shut up.
Well, maybe.
My favourite line
maybe
of
you should
is,
become more of an active listener.
Can you not?
You just don't
Do I say
like,
that?
Yeah.
You hate it when you're not the centre of attention.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
Amy Shark did bail on us today, Maddie.
We meant to interview her, but no, it didn't rock up, which is fine.
Look, she's a rock star, I guess.
No, it was a last-minute interview, to be fair, and apparently her hotel, her Vodafone's down, so we all know who her service provider is now. And then also, then for
Vodafone
some reason,
gal.
There was issues with connecting to the hotel. What a load of shit.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
It sounds a bit excuse-like to me.
Just say, like, you're busy, Amy, like, and, you know, we can arrange a different day.
Tell him, Allison, hi. Have a nice day.
She just left a message for us.
You know what? We've just finished planning the show, and I thought this would be a great exercise, Jade.
Yeah.
We sometimes, like, well, every day, we pitch ideas to go on the show the following day. So we're planning Monday's show, and we were coming up with ideas for phoners. So we'll talk about a topic, you call up on the number.
You interact with us.
Blah, blah, blah.
Give us your thoughts.
Now, we have some, like, loose, unwritten rules here on this show about some things that we can never, ever talk about. Some would say low-hanging fruit phoners.
Because we think they're basic bitches.
So, like, one, for example, that we joke about is tomato sauce. Fridge or cupboard?
Where do you keep it, right?
Yeah,
that would be the idea.
Because everyone always arguments, I keep it in the fridge. And then someone's like, no, you keep it in the cupboard.
Every, like, small town radio station will run it at some point.
Absolutely.
Usually once a year.
Proud to say, I've never done it.
And
there
people will engage with it.
100%.
Every single person on the planet has an opinion about it, right? And Jade, God bless you. We had to pull you up today. You suggested that we do. 13-10-09, is it weird that you iron your bed sheets?
Only because I saw this in a group that I'm following.
Let's rewind and do the pitch again.
What is the group?
Okay, so I was actually just looking for it now. Hold on, let me open up this content folder I keep.
Do you have a content folder?
Yes.
And that was in there?
No, because I wanted to hide, like, save the page so I knew exactly
where to find the story from. Right. Okay,
but
okay.
I obviously have.
It hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked this time. I obviously didn't save it. But basically, one of my friends had commented on it, so it got flagged into my feed. And it's this family group. It's like nostalgia and things you do in your family household. And someone wrote, oh, I love it when I get into my bed and after I've ironed my bed sheets. And someone goes, oh my God, I'm so into that. And someone's like, you cray. That's something that I do not do. And it created this big debate. And people were like, yeah, I love ironing my sheets. I couldn't believe how many people iron their bed sheets. And I thought to myself, I missed out as a child. My mum never ironed my bed sheets. I didn't even know that was a thing. I knew, like, hotels and kings and queens had that sort of luxury, but not me.
Who cares?
Like, I've switched off just listening to this.
Yeah, the reason I thought we could, like, talk about it here is because, like, you can't say that we don't, you know, embrace your ideas.
Just not
that
one.
Finding the right forum.
All of us.
But I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your bed sheets ironed?
No. It's just a weird question.
Well, it's not
weird. Because so many people do it.
I've heard people talk about this, and but I've not been interested.
You've lost me. I'm actually pulling up another meme that Crevo sent me yesterday from a regional, like a real regional station. You guys used to work at this one, actually.
Oh.
If you could, question of the day: if you could have any of the following. $1 million a month for life, eternal youth, or peace and no sickness. What would you choose? Now, that to me, little bit full on.
$1 million a month.
My favorite bit was
the spelling mistake.
The spelling of
they've
peace.
They spelled like peace and love as P-I-E-C-E.
It's like a piece, can I have a piece of cake?
This radio station always have the best memes.
Yeah, very funny to go and look over. I still remain subscribed to their page so I can see some of the funny stuff they get up
look
to.
Look at this. The big bosses are out to lunch.
Oh, yes.
There's a staff entry camera here.
Away they go.
Off to the lunch.
We met up with the big bosses today.
Yeah.
That was actually really good. Insightful.
Well, we've only ever met our big boss, like, via Skype or Zoom.
Nice fellow.
It was really nice. I enjoyed today.
You know what?
I was going to look under the table, but then I was like, oh, no, that could get weird.
Interesting.
To check
like,
and make sure if he was wearing pants.
It's funny how a dynamic can change in person.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not a big believer in Zoom calls and like doing face-to-face business over a video call, because I think there's nothing like meeting somebody and talking to them face-to-face.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, you get like different energies and different vibes. I think it's great.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, I like him.
Yeah, it was a good
even
meeting
more.
Today.
Not that I didn't like him, but I like him more.
It's different to meet someone finally face to face.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you like that painting?
No. Excuse me.
I love it.
Terrible.
It's a picture of a old school queen back in like the 18th century medievals.
I can imagine that in your house.
I
and
want
the clock
it.
Underneath it as well.
I want the painting. It's been up online for 12 weeks. They want $250 for it, which I would never, ever, ever pay.
That's so cheap.
So I want to...
Is it a print or a painting though?
Well, it says here home goods, posters and prints. Like no
it's
one's,
a print.
No one's paying that much money for a poster. Like, get a life.
No, but the frame, that frame would be $250 by itself.
Well,
Maddie's glazed over.
Oh, sorry,
antiques. Yeah. Chat.
Queen Elizabeth print. But it's like Queen Elizabeth from like.
Enjoy the podcast.
2 centuries ago.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him up for like $80.
All right, bye.
Or something. See bye. Ya.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun!
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
For those who don't know, Crevo's ankles fuse together.
Yeah.
Like the bones, they become one and then they sort of re-break.
I thought I had problems this morning. I've washed half of my clothes doing like a big wardrobe clean out and I'm wearing a shirt that looked great on me 3 summers ago.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Oh, morning everyone.
Good
welcome
morning.
To
good morning,
Friday.
Everyone.
Maddie from the newsroom. How are you today? Feeling good?
Feeling great.
Yay.
Yeah, excellent. Jackson, how are you today?
I'm good, but I got every red light on the way to work, so I feel like my drive to work was just so long and I'm already exhausted.
Ugh.
So I'm just over it.
That's unlucky.
Enjoy that mood for me today.
Well, actually, that's not a good mix for us because, Maddie, you haven't had a cigarette since yesterday. So
you're quitting. That's
no,
great,
he's
man.
Just ran out and he's...
No, I am quitting, Jade. I'm actually...
Oh, now?
Yes, so before you go on your little high horse,
here we go.
I'm trying to quit.
Well, congratulations,
thank
man.
You.
I
love the support
you.
From Jay. Just throw me under the bus on air.
No, well, he just said in the car on the way here, don't take anything I say personal today. I said, you know what, Maddie? That's really good that you're self-aware.
That is good.
I said, I give you the heads up when I've got PMS. I said, I appreciate the withdrawals.
You're right. You're done. Good.
Good. All right.
Good?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay.
Don't wind me up even more.
I can't help it.
I can't deal with it. It's Feel Good Friday. I'm meant to feel good.
Yeah, you are. Come
Do you know
on.
What? Real talk, though.
Yeah.
Like, I only had 2 cigarettes yesterday opposed to, like, 9. And I feel, like, a lot cleaner this morning. Like,
That's
I woke
man.
Up easier. You know,
Yeah, why are you nodding at me?
I'm just nodding.
Let's move on.
Isn't this what listening, you acknowledge what the other person is saying? Oh, my God. It's going to be a roller coaster today, everyone. Get ready.
I'm happy. Hey, guys, I think I found a family, Jade, that's closer than your family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these articles doing the rounds online about these two sisters that, get this, guys, share the same bed with their husbands. There's four in a bed.
Jeez, that seems like something else is going on.
They even share each other's underwear. They've gone viral as Australia's closest family.
That's normal. Like, I know that's normal. I know.
Play the wrong sound effect, Maddie.
No.
You know what normal sounds like, Jade? It sounds like this.
I've worn my mum or my sister's undies before. Oh! Clean, obviously. But, like, if I've forgotten to pack one or it's come in my basket.
No.
No worries.
We're unpacking this next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Here's a story for you. I think I found a pair of sisters that are even closer than you and your family are.
Okay.
So, brand new reality show out. It's called Extreme Sisters, and we're meeting two sisters, and they both share the same name, Candace, and they do everything together. Growing up, grew up in the same room. They share, get this, guys, the same toothbrush, razors, underwear, and they even sleep in the same king-sized bed with each other's husbands.
I'm going to say...
inseparable.
Flat out disgusting.
Weird, right?
Yeah. One toothbrush, like, they're not expensive.
I guess
not. You know,
not.
Nip down the shops and, like, buy another Oral-B for
but
yourself.
But is it really that bad? You know, they're not getting gum disease from it, so I'm not too bothered by that. Right?
I just think it's so weird. Like, who wants to sleep in the same bed with your sister's man? Like, real strange.
Well, if you're close, like, obviously when you want hanky-panky times, you do it when they're not in the room. But, like, when I went up to Queensland recently, my sister and I were hanging out in the same bed as my husband.
I just remembered that. Jade posted a picture of her and her sister in bed with her husband.
The picture's everywhere if you want to see it on Instagram, Facebook. But
Benny would have loved that.
But we're just hanging out. Like,
there's
it's just
two
like
leader girls in the same bed? Wow.
I don't think it's weird.
Two leader
it's
girls,
only
one
weird
bed.
When a bit of frisky time starts to happen, okay? That's when you're like, get out.
And did you say that to your sister? Like, get out the room?
No. We didn't go there.
Yeah, too close. Some people are just weird. These two sisters need to sort their shit out.
I don't think it's weird, though.
At least get your own bedroom. Like,
she says in the trailer, one of them, I don't want to have to choose between my husband and my little sister. Speaking about why they sleep in the same bed. Like, that is weird.
The crazy thing is, though...
Do you reckon the husband, like...
What's crazy about that sentence is you don't have to choose. It's not like by not sleeping in the same bed, you're, like, dumping your sister. You can still be friends.
It's just like they've shared bunk beds their whole life in the same room and they just don't want to give that up. I think it's a really sweet bond.
The president of the network it's airing on TLC said, having a close-knit family is something most people aspire to, and at TLC, we love to explore relationships of all kinds. In Extreme Sisters, we will introduce sets of inseparable sisters whose bonds are raw, honest, and perhaps a little unconventional. Their sibling kinship brings the meaning of sisterhood to a whole other level.
You know what? This is the problem with society, right? They're saying unconventional, right? What's normal anyway? What's conventional? You know, we all follow, we're all raised to follow one set of rules. This
That's
is how
it.
Things should
That's
be
what's
done.
That's conventional.
Yeah, but the thing is, maybe we got it wrong as a society. I'm just saying.
You're just saying all sisters should sleep in the same bed.
Well, you know what? It's okay to question things in life and experiment. That's all I'm saying.
Lads versus lasses, though.
Good. I think that's great.
I think we'll leave it right there.
We have a great prize today, guys. We have a family pass to Pixar Hut at Wheeler Place in Newcastle. This thing looks amazing. So many people are doing this at night as well.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Fun to play putt-putt with the kids. So
good date night.
The lasses right now, though, are winning. They're on 27. The lads have creeped up on 25. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. If you want to play, 13-10-09. Come on, girls. We can take out the win yet again.
Yeah, we need one girl, one guy.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game where we have the lads take on the lasses. Currently, us ladies are winning on 27 gold stars and the lads are trailing on 25. You can walk away the winner of a fantastic day out with the family, Pixar Putt at Wheeler Place. If you love your mini golf, you want to go there. It's for a limited season. Tickets are on sale at pixarputt.com.au.
Pixar Putt, yeah. 18 holes as well, which is great. Nice, fun day.
Awesome to spend with the family. Let's meet our first contestant. It's Anthony, 40 years of age, from Elibana. He's a truck driver, and his go-to hangover cure is a bacon and egg roll. Everyone loves a bacon and egg roll.
They sure do. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
Good, man.
Really good, man.
Do you have cheese on your bacon and egg roll, Anthony?
100%.
You need the cheese, don't you?
Tomato or barbecue sauce?
Barbecue, 100%.
Who's putting tomato sauce in a bacon and egg roll?
I don't mind it. I normally put barbecue, but I don't mind a bit of tomato either, Anthony. It's good to mix things up, hey, mate?
That's it, yeah, definitely.
All right.
Why did that sound like you were flirting with Anthony? Good to mix things up, hey, mate?
All right, let's go to your first question. Of course, the most right here wins that Pixar Putt family pass. Number one for you. What is an anklet?
An anklet? It's a bracelet for your ankle.
That is correct. One on the board. Number two. After you get a perm, what can you not do for 2 days?
Wash your hair.
Correct.
Oh, that is right. Excellent. You really know your stuff here. All right. Number three.
Who's getting a perm these days?
And this one is a multiple choice. The reproductive life of the average female is A, 25 years, B, 30 years, or C, 35 years?
35 years?
No, unfortunately not. It's 25. Sorry, man.
That's all right. Two out of three.
I'm impressed, man.
Very good.
Jade wrote these questions today.
Did you
like
them? Did you notice there was a difference in the lads' questions today?
A little bit.
Yeah. Terrible.
What's wrong with them? Oh.
Back to me on Monday.
Give me a break.
All right, let's go to our last this morning. She needs 3 right to win today, guys. Her name is, where is it?
Julianne.
She's 34, from Corlette, works in retail, used to live in London, loves it, misses it, and her favourite pizza topping is pepperoni. She loved The Simpsons growing up and is still a bit of a guilty pleasure for her. Hey, Julianne, how are you?
Morning, a bit nervous now, actually.
Oh, don't be nervous. Oh, my God. Do you like New Simpsons or Old Simpsons?
Probably about the 3rd season in from there
onwards.
You need
the vintage Simpsons, right?
It's the good stuff.
Yeah, Crevo, I don't think you were allowed to watch The Simpsons growing up, you guys.
I was allowed.
Well, you just didn't have a TV.
Yeah, that was a different situation.
You guys missed out. It was such a good show.
I've watched it.
Still on. Here we go. All right. Question number one. 3 to win today. In the world of cars, what is the brand ARB known for making? ARB.
ARB, I think they do brakes, don't they?
No.
It's 4-wheel drive accessories, all the big tyres and snorkels and bull bars and all that.
All right, we're going for a tiebreaker here if you get these two right. Question 2, what is an auger used for?
An auger?
Yeah.
I have heard of that. Is it for opening something?
No.
I'm
boring.
Sorry.
Holes.
That means the lads win.
Oh, yes. No. Lads.
Boo!
Let's get Jade on the questions more often. It'll be confusing, but we'll win.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos, Feel Good Friday.
So, guys, you would have seen maybe in the last week or so, Turnbull had a very short-lived job.
He sure did.
See, right. I missed out on this because I thought he's just sort of living under the radar in his big old rich mansion.
No, you're just living under a rock.
So he got a job. That's incredible.
So he was working, basically he had a role on the New South Wales Government Clean Energy Board.
Right.
Right? So, but people obviously got super upset about this. There's a big backlash because he wasn't really pro-clean energy in his time.
Well, the problem is there's a by-election, of course, happening in the Upper Hunter right now.
Yeah.
And Turnbull is very anti-coal, obviously, and anti-mining. So he's been very vocal about that whole thing and he's, like, pissed off a whole heap of people up that way.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And then basically he
too
was
too controversial,
in,
they're saying.
He was in the job for 5 days.
They sacked him.
They sacked him.
No.
Yeah. So what I thought we could do... Fairly simple one up next. 13 10 09. Were you fired really quickly from a new job, or have you seen it happening? I think it happens on job sites a bit. So, as an example, my mate, he works for a fencing company.
Yeah.
And they got this new guy on, and literally the first day he was... This guy wouldn't stop complaining about lifting the fence posts.
Oh.
They fired him on the first day.
You're
like, sorry, mate, I don't think you cut out for this.
Yeah, no, you know what? Fair, though. You don't want to work with a whinger.
Like, he just literally would, because they have to, like, lift these big straining posts, and they're about probably 25 to 30 kilos.
Yeah.
And he was out on the first day. 13 10 09. How quickly were you fired, or did you see it happen, you know, on the job site, etc.?
Yeah, absolutely.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're not talking about that, though. Right now we're talking about getting fired from your job. How quick were you fired from your job, Crevo?
Yeah, that's right. Malcolm Turnbull, he had a job for just 5 days. He was on the New South Wales Government Clean Energy Board. Of course, the media, big backlash, and he only lasted for less than a week. I think it happens a bit around. My dad had to fire one guy as well on the first day, being a carpenter. He had this young guy was trying out to sort of be an apprentice slash helper, and my dad was like, he's just too slow with everything he does. Like, we need to move the job along.
It's such an awful thing to have to experience or witness.
Yeah.
Someone getting fired when they're clearly not competent.
It's like he showed no initiative and he was too slow. He had to go.
Oh.
A difficult conversation I had because it was like a friend of a friend as well, who my dad was like trying to help out by giving a job to. You know, it's just difficult.
Well, your brother actually he was good, Christian. I was trying to remember when he went to Melbourne, but
there was a guy at the paint shop back in the day. What was his name? I think it might have been Nick, and he was like this, like, no offense intended, but he was a really big bloke, like overweight, and you need to be semi-fit to be lifting cans all day and up on your feet. And I never forget, he lifted one can right to somebody's car and he was like they fired him after that day. He couldn't do it.
You can't do your job, can you?
In physical jobs, you have to be actually up for the job, right? That's, you have to be able to physically do it.
Would they call him Weezer? Anyway, we're going to Gabby this morning. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gabby.
So how quick were you fired, or was it someone you know?
It was actually my dad. He was about 20 at the time, and he went through a phase where he tried heaps of different jobs. And one of those jobs was waiter.
Oh, yeah.
And it was almost like out of a movie, as he retells it to us. He was walking along, had one of those big trays full of drinks and food. One of the drinks fell off.
Someone
sort of laughed at him, and he just got annoyed and threw the rest of the platter to the ground and just walked out. Was like, no, that's not for me.
I am going. I am done.
So he fired himself.
Basically.
Oh, it's an amazing story, Gabby.
You can see that happening.
I'm just picturing the angry French waiter that's had enough of his boss, and he just throws everything and walks out.
Big tray of glasses everywhere, shattering on the ground. I'm out.
Thank you, Gabby. Appreciate your call this morning.
Oh, that's amazing.
What's the goss up next?
Yeah, Jane? Producer Jackson, you got all the goods.
So Tori Spelling, I don't know if you remember her from 90210, but she's gotten super drunk on TV and revealed that she wasn't happy with her inheritance. Also, too, how many times do you think the police have been to Meghan and Harry's mansion in Montecito? I've got some details because it's just been released over in the
States. Don't tell me. I love a guessing game.
I think 17 times.
Okay.
I'm going to say 36.
I'm going to say 42.
Okay, I'll tell you very shortly.
It's like, what's my age again?
It's great.
6:42 at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
I am so looking forward to What's the Goss right now with producer Jackson because I love any news on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah, well, let's start with that because
that's the sound of the police.
They have released how many times the police have been called to their house over the year that they've lived there. So they've got this $19 million Montecito mansion and you guys guessed like 30, 40 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are like super outraged over this, but it was only 9 times.
Oh.
For trespassing and alarm activations. But people are saying, what a waste of time the royals are. Get them out of America. They're wasting sheriff's time and they're wasting money.
9 times, not too bad. They're not wasting too many resources.
A year, that's fine.
Yeah. So one man was naked on their grounds and was thrown in jail. A couple of other trespassers. But I get it over in America because, like, I don't know if you've heard about the Jenners at the moment, but I know I bang on about the Kardashians, but they've had naked trespassers over the last week as well. Someone broke into Kendall Jenner's house in Beverly Hills, was banging on the windows naked, and he had a knife.
That's scary.
Do
you know what, though? I take from this story, Meghan and Harry, nobody cares about them in America. They're our biggest celebrities there.
Yeah. Well, this is why they're doing all the Oprah interview, because they can't win the British public over, so they're trying to win the American public over. But the American public are like, 9 times to call the police? That's way too much, girl.
Surely the Kardashians have called. Taylor Swift calls the police all the time.
I think.
She's a real American girl, you know?
If people.
So is Meghan Markle.
If people have a knife at your house and they're naked and they're banging on a window, you get to call the police. That's what the police are there for, and that's why you pay heaps of tax and to like make them like have a job.
You got to think about this, right? Protections in the States for celebrities, like, I know they get paid a lot of money. Now the Kardashians have no excuse not to have security. They're worth $1 billion, but so Kendall Jenner's stalker, arrested naked, sent straight to the courthouse, was released an hour and a half later, made his way to Kylie Jenner's home, which is an hour away in the Hidden Hills, was naked again, trying to break into her kitchen. Like, it's no wonder they call the police so many times. Do you know what I mean?
The other thing is security can only do so much. Like, they can only say, like, remove the person off the property.
Mm.
But if you don't have a huge property, that's just that person with a knife just outside your gate.
You call the police and it still happens, though.
Exactly. So. Well, that's true.
And you know what? I was reading some responses on Twitter and I thought, damn it, imagine if they released how many times I'll call the police on people at my street. Like, if someone is ruckusing and I'm trying to sleep, I'm on the phone to the police. Like, you're just singing Single Ladies because you're drunk and you've had a fun night.
You're
I
worse
don't
than
hear
me,
it.
Jackson.
100%. I'm a Colleen Smart in my neighbourhood. I'm always on the phone.
Do you really?
All the time.
That's new information about you,
and I'll
Jackson.
Be like, it's just me again.
And they're like, hi, Jackson.
It's only me, Jackson, again.
Send a squad round. I don't care.
That's the sound of the police.
Moving on to Tori Spelling.
Oh.
This theme song gives me goosebumps. I don't even know why. I love 90210 and all the 1 million reincarnations that it's had.
See, I love Melrose Place.
You can't
90210, no good.
Beat the soundtracks to those TV shows from back in the day. They were just so good.
Mm. Well, Tori Spelling, not happy because, of course, Aaron Spelling was like responsible for all those kind of shows, especially 90210, and he passed away with a $600 million net worth.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So they were divvying up the will, right? She apparently not so super stoked, and I probably wouldn't be either, but also too, I wouldn't go on national TV and whinge about it, but I guess it is Tory Spelling. She's got bills to pay. She didn't get much money from it.
Although it sounds like a lot of money, it ended up being a very, very, very small amount based on what he was worth.
It could be worse.
So if her father was worth hundreds of millions of dollars, she inherited $800,000.
What if he had given me $50 million? And what if with that $50 million, I had changed the world? Like, what if I am the fierce hustler and businesswoman I am today, but with that?
And do you think that would have been the case? Like, I'm just curious. Like,
I guess we'll never know.
Let's be honest, Tory Spelling was not going to change the world with $50 million.
No.
But how would you feel if you got stitched up like
I'd
that?
To be honest, I'd be filthy. I'd be so angry.
But he was, I get it.
Your dad's worth $600 million and you get a measly $800,000.
He also donated a lot to charity and all of the Hollywood film funds and stuff like that.
Can I ask, how much is she worth herself?
Not very much, I don't think. Let me do a quick Google. But
Aaron Spelling was a creative genius in television back in the 80s and early 90s. So he earned that money. What's Tori Spelling really done, guys?
Do you know how much she's worth?
How much?
Less than her inheritance.
Wow.
$500,000.
Yeah, see, I'd be pissed off.
Well, yeah, but this is the thing. If you have money,
earn
it's
your
up
own
to you.
Coin. Stop waiting for somebody else to pay it for you.
Exactly. You say that, but it's your dad. Like, you leave your kids something if you can. Any good father or parent wants to try and help their child out.
Well, she said she's not great with money. She's actually filed for bankruptcy several times. So maybe he just knew. He was like, you know what? Not a good investment. I love you as a daughter, but as a bank fund, probably not going to put my $600 million there. I get it. It's fine.
Can we call your dad? Just give him a pre-warning, Jade. Oh, Jesus.
Hi, Jade's daddy.
Thank you, Jackson. You be filthy. Get down from your fake pedestal.
Do you know what?
What?
I believe in earning your own money and way in life, Jade. I don't need somebody to give me an inheritance to get ahead.
Oh.
That's just me.
I'll take any help I can get.
I know you would. I know you would, you fake pedestal.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
There's skin deep level prank and then there's Jackson pranks. Like, he really goes borderline sadistic. Remember that time he was going to kidnap me in a van?
Yeah, but I didn't because I realised how bad that would have been.
The Novos.
New FM. What
makes the world go?
Question, guys.
Excuse yourself, Jade.
I moved my microphone. But question, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you have a garage sale without a garage?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
It's a yard sale.
See, I said that to Ben. I didn't say yard sale because I didn't think quick enough, clearly. But I was like, you can have a garage sale without a garage.
I think people do it all the time.
He's like, well, where are we going to put everything? I said, at the front or, on the pavement. And he's like, I don't think you can do that.
Jade, are you having a yard sale?
Well, yeah, because Ben and I, we've actually admitted to ourselves we've become hoarders.
Finally.
And Ben's...
I've been saying it all this time.
I know. And Ben lost his small mind last night and he was like, rah! And I said, calm down. He started moving all the furniture out of the rooms. I said, now you've just moved it into the living room and made it worse. I said, stop it.
I think it's your fault.
And we had a little mini,
I think he resents you.
Not argument, but I was like, stop, Ben. Stop moving everything. And he's like, no. He's like, we've got too much stuff. I said, well, you're making it worse.
Yeah, you need to sell it, Jade. Hold a yard sale.
And then he's like, you keep saying you're going to take pictures and put it on Marketplace. I said, well, you take the pictures and I will.
I noticed last night you put another thing on Marketplace, actually, and all the, local buy, swap, sell
groups. Yeah.
What are you selling?
Two chairs that sit in your conservatory.
Yeah, I have. They're actually really nice. If you've got a wedding coming up, I think they'd be perfect. No, they really are. They're perfect for a signing table.
What you've done is crowbar your item for sale.
That's
in here.
All you wanted to do.
No, but dead set. I said, Benny, look, I don't want to have to list everything. I said, how about we just have a garage sale? And then we got into a little row over
if you can or can't have a garage sale without a garage. It was ridiculous.
I'm glad we've solved that.
Yeah, cool.
You can.
Of course you can.
Well, it's happening. Ben, if you're listening, I love you, but we're having a garage sale.
Oh, God. Your house might actually be able to move in your house down your hallway now. It's so good.
Yeah, well, it is cozy.
I support you. Hey, guys, interesting one to chat about this morning. An online group has sparked a huge backlash online after making a weird call for a ban on Bunnings fire pits. Now, you guys were saying to me yesterday, because I live in an apartment, it's not really a thing for me.
Yeah.
But fire pits are a massive thing at the moment, right?
Huge, yeah. Everyone. I actually, my sister-in-law just got one the other day, and one of my friends has been talking to me at work about getting one.
Yeah, and then like I was at a my friend's engagement party a couple of weeks ago. Big old brazier, like wood crackling in the backyard. They've got a, it's like not a huge yard, but they still managed to fit a fire pit in.
Well, get this. This group called Ban Recreational Wood Burning has called for the fire pits to be outlawed, claiming Bunnings' sales of the popular backyard equipment are akin to promoting cigarettes. So what? These people are like demanding that Bunnings stop selling fire pits because it's a massive health hazard, saying that clean air is a right for all. It's a human right. Now, to me, I don't think that it's a big deal if they stop selling them, right? Like, just like if it's if people are upset about, you know, a fire pit in a backyard smoking up the whole street, I get that.
Maddie. I never thought you'd be one of those people. So you want to stop the selling of Bunnings fire pits and just fire pits in general.
Yeah, go live in the country if you want to have a backyard fire, not in the middle of Mayfield when you've got a house less than, you know, 4 metres away from you. Like, take your fire pit elsewhere.
So you reckon in, like, suburbia needs to wrap up? I don't know, but, like, what about my wood fire that I enjoy?
I have
my
a
house?
Fireplace as well. I love it.
That's different.
How is it different?
Because, okay, this is how it's different, I think. If you've got a nice fireplace, the chimney is nice and high, so
that
the
is
smoke isn't really affecting you.
Okay.
Fire pits are on the ground. The smoke's up from the ground.
It
consumes everything. I get that.
You reckon they...
Ban the fire pits, I say.
In suburbia.
Yeah.
Nah, not a chance.
All right, well, 13 10 09, taking your calls after this. Should Bunnings stop selling fire pits?
No!
Team Maddie and they need to stop, or your team Jaden Crevo, it's a bit of fun, have a fire
pit. I don't think anybody's going to call for this, but
when did Australians become a bunch of ninnies? Like, this is ridiculous.
Now you know how I feel with half the things you say, Jade. How dare I have an opinion about some smoke in suburban backyards?
That's next level.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Should Bunnings, guys, be banning the humble fire pit in the backyard?
My name is...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting called here at the moment, Karen, because an online group has called for Bunnings to stop selling fire pits because people are sick of suburban pollution. Now, I get this. Everyone wants to make their own beautiful oasis in their backyard, but sometimes you just can't do it. You've got to have respect for your neighbours. This group, Ban Recreational Wood Burning, is totally against it. Big campaign to get Bunnings to stop selling the fire pits.
Sound like a bunch of losers.
I think that it's okay.
No. Like, Maddie, you're a loser if you agree with these people too.
Go buy some land or property in the country or like in an isolated place and then have a fire in your backyard.
Yeah, but there's nothing better, Maddie, than sitting around with a few friends and a couple of drinks in the backyard, little fire crackling away in winter.
Like, don't live in the burbs then.
I can't believe this has even gotten momentum. You know what? If you don't want one, don't buy one. And hopefully not. I hope tonight everyone lights theirs up in support of Bunnings. Light them up, Newey. That's what I say.
Well, you both have one, right?
Yeah, I do.
I don't have
Mine's
one
not
yet.
Like huge. I have like a little brazier, but still, I'm going to crack it tonight.
Well, I saw one at my friend's engagement party a couple of weeks ago. Very inspired to
get one. It's delusional. Go live, like I said, go live in the country if you want to, you know, sit around a fire.
It's never going to happen.
All right, let's go to the phones.
I could picture a bunning CEO is just having a lull around the big oak table.
Hey, Chloe, how are you today? Do you think Bunnings should ban fire pits, or am I being a Karen today?
I think you're being a Karen today.
Yes. Oh, come on, Chloe.
Yes.
Do you have a fire pit?
I mean, we do, and we absolutely love it. We love it when we go camping. We love it in the backyard, especially with winter. And
buy a beaver heater, Chloe. I mean, come on.
Well, look, my opinion is the fact that if people don't like the smoke of the fire pit around,
over the fence
and stuff, then I think other people need to stop smoking in their backyard because I don't want to smell that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you a smoker, Chloe? I'm guessing you're not.
No,
well, neither am I. I haven't been a smoker for the whole 12 hours. So, like, you know, well, I understand where you're coming from. Well, that's the whole issue. Yeah, you're right. You should ban smoke. I'm sure this group hates smokers as well.
Probably does.
So ban all smoke, are they saying. Well, thanks, Chloe. Appreciate it.
All of a sudden, we've gone to ban all smoke.
It's Callan's up next. How you doing?
Hey, Callan.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Really good. Are you team Maddie and think they should be banned in, like, suburbia? Or are you team myself and Jade? This is crazy.
Look, I personally think it's crazy, but I will point something out.
Yeah?
Fireplaces and all of that have spark arresters in them. So from an RFS point of view, those backyard blaziers are pumping hot embers into the environment with no protection.
I love the safety angle you're taking, Callan, and I couldn't agree more. Unsafe to have it, guys.
Oh, please.
In winter, come on, it's all right.
I understand.
Do you work for the RFS, Callan?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a professional guy telling you two that it's dangerous and it's causing more work for the RFS. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
It's hard to argue with that.
Well, no, I'll argue it. You know what? People should be, have their fire plan and they should be clearing out their gutters.
Well, when
and you shouldn't be burning it. Follow the RFS and, you know, when they say it's a total fire ban, don't light your fires.
Hey, Callan, Jade's telling me to turn you down. So do you want to have a, like, retort to what you just said?
I do have a retort to that.
Off you
and
go.
That is fire professionally made chimenea if you want a backyard fire.
Oh, okay.
They have spark arresters in them and you can still watch the flame.
Okay.
I like how reasonable you are. Thanks, Callan.
Thanks, Callan. Call the show anytime. We'll see. There you go. Get
one more.
Chimney.
Let's go to Shannon. Hey, Shannon, how are you?
Hey, guys. This is completely lefty BS.
You know what?
It's probably the same crowd that asked Bunnings to put the onions on the bottom of the friggin' sausage.
I agree with you. You know what? I would just
look at
this group, Shannon, and there's only 100 people in there. So, you know what? Screw them.
Guys, news.com.au said it was a big story. So
it is.
It must be.
So Shannon would have a fire pit.
You have a fire pit, yeah?
100%. And we actually live on the back of a koala reserve. And they love it, by the way.
The koalas?
Yeah. They sit in the tree and just look at all the guys sitting around the pit. Having a few.
How do you know they love it, Shannon? Like, are you a koala mind reader? They give you the thumbs up from the tree.
With their little thumbs really slowly.
Oh, good job,
Shannon.
Well,
they're not running away.
Not something I ever thought I'd hear. Are you a koala mind reader? That's been my favourite bit of the show.
You know what, Maddie? You just need to let this one go, mate.
Okay.
But feel good news coming up right now with our Feel Good Friday. And I have got
a secret. How many animal stories?
Actually, no. I promise you, there's actually no animal stories in this one today.
That's a promise.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you how you can live longer, and it actually has something to do with greenery and whereabouts you end up,
That's
I guess,
a big
building.
Claim, Jane.
No, I do. It says if you want to live longer, live around green space.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And it's time for Jade's Feel Good News.
The Novos.
Jade's.
vibrations.
And no animal stories you've promised this week. We'll see how we go here.
No. I've got the secret. If you want to live longer, the thing you need to live around green space. The biggest study to date, with more than 8 million city people who participated in this, suggests that living close to a park or garden decreases risk of premature death by 8-12%.
What's the science behind this?
Pardon?
What's the science behind this? Like, I live near a park. You live near a park. Are we going to live longer?
Well, definitely. I guess if you decide to stay there. They said the researchers noted that green spaces are correlated with improvements in mental health, immune function, and metabolism. And green spaces are also associated with better pregnancy outcomes and reductions in cardiovascular disease.
Crevo just yawned.
So there's a lot of benefits. I'm just letting you know, live near a park because it obviously gets you out, better cardiovascular health. Obviously,
hey,
you're exercising.
I have two houseplants.
You're going to be out. That's
a
live
green space,
you're gonna live
right?
Forever. this is actually really great news as well. A new study finds that in the last 2 years since Canada legalized cannabis, there has been a
steady... It's a different kind of green space.
It is a different kind of green space. But since they legalized cannabis there in Canada, there has been a steady and consistent decline in the volume of opiates prescribed. Well, so
over in the North America, that they have a huge problem with opiate addiction.
Mm.
So if anything that can reduce that over there is really good.
Well, they said the study found that following legalization, the total monthly opiate spending by public taxpayers fell from $267,000 per month to $95,000.
I'm a big believer.
That's actually unbelievable.
Huge.
Do you know what? I'm actually a really big believer that it should be decriminalized. I think it's, especially with health.
Health
reasons and medicinal reasons. I think it's so important, and it's crazy that it's not legal.
And the justice system as well.
Absolutely.
Free up the courts, free up the jails to deal with a lot of other issues that we have in society.
This has been a big argument overseas as to why you should decriminalize and legalize marijuana, because that sort of thing, like opiate addiction, goes down.
Mm. I think Australia may get there eventually. We are starting to prescribe it for medicinal purposes now. I think just here in the Hunter, we've got a cannabis farm, which they haven't obviously said where exactly
it is.
They
never will, but
you know, it's out there. And it's monitored by the government and whatever, so...
It's interesting. Well,
It's small steps, but it'll happen probably.
A country like Canada is really good for a country like us to look to because it is so comparable.
In a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways, absolutely.
Population, in terms of the political system.
The culture.
All those things. A lot of people say we're so similar.
Yeah. Right? So, good stuff. Thank you, Jade.
You're
7:30, news time with Maddie up next. And Birthday Lotto is up before 8 o'clock today.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Yes, Sims, the weekend is here. Another short week come to an end. It's great, isn't it? Big announcement, though, guys. Rate the Music is back at newfm.com.au.
Yes.
Just so you know, fantastic prize this time, Jade. We have these amazing scooters to give away.
No way.
How good is this?
I love scooters. Every cool kid's on a scooter these days.
Yeah, that's why you're on them, Jade, all the time.
All the I guess, what are those skill people at Nitro Circus, all those performers?
Well, you guys were riding scooters.
You can
scooters.
Tell I'm up with it, aren't I?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah. We like to ride scooters around town.
Yeah, we're actually riding scooters now. But the thing is that, all the kids, they're all on scooters. I went to a skate park the other week for a birthday party, and there was just kids, scooters.
Not a skateboard in sight.
There was maybe two.
Okay.
But the thing is...
Two skateboards in sight.
Yeah, Nitro Circus, it's huge. They're doing all the tricks. The stuntmen, I should say. That's it.
All right, so we've got five junior whip scooters to give away. So worth $100 each just by rating the music. Takes under 7 minutes. You could win one of these for your kids.
Go into the draw for junior whip.
Well, what we'll do, first 50 people, yet again, it's a tradition now to do rate the music right now, two entries into the draw. So jump online, do that now, and you could be walking
great
away with
scooter
a scooter
to get started on. It's amazing some of the tricks you can do on them.
Double the chances. Just
double
for today.
The chances
of winning one
double.
Of those.
Yeah.
Double.
Well, guys, I want to chat to you about something because I have been thinking about doing this for a while. I know we've talked about it on the show about, you know, me going for mayor and having a laugh. But I'm actually thinking of running for councillor this coming September election. So the thing
now, we
is,
thought
though,
you were joking.
I certainly did to begin with.
But you're not.
I'm actually not. Like, initially, you guys did think I was taking the piss, but no, I'm not. I'm dead set. I've actually printed out all my paperwork and made some phone calls.
Because once you print the paperwork, it's serious.
Well,
it's real.
But the thing is, I don't think I can do it without you. So I'm going to ask for your help in just a minute. And I guess we'll talk it through because the pamphlet says I need to talk this through with friends and family because it is a big decision to make. Oh. So I don't know. It's something I'd like to do, but I want to do it with you guys, my friends, because I think that's the makings of a good office.
Oh, my God, Jade. All right. Councillor Campbell. Oh, my God.
Is it launching? Is it real?
Well, it very much could, depending on you.
Oh, well.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, very exciting. You've just dropped a massive bombshell. You are running for local council.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know
this is unbelievable.
We've mentioned this in passing on the show over the last 2 years, and we've had our jokes about it and whatnot, but you know, you guys know that I do feel very passionate about certain things, and I guess I just thought, you know, this is my chance. It only comes around every 4 years, and I just want to give it a go. So I figured, why not? You know, I want to challenge. I want to grow and I want to give back.
I want to say this, right? So, Crevo and I, to be honest, we did think this was a bit of a joke at the start.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing it for the show. Mm. You are dead serious about this.
Yeah.
After chatting to you about it, Jade, I'm actually totally convinced that you're actually a perfect person to run for local council.
Thank you.
I think you are. You have just enough, I guess, pizzazz about yourself to be noticed. I think you've got that working in your favour. And I also think that you've got good heart, empathy. Mm-hmm. I think that people could relate to you. I think people will vote for you.
I agree. Now, my first and biggest question about this is, like, what has really gotten, like, why have you decided to do this? Because it's one thing to say, like, oh, I wish there was more parking around town. It's another thing to think, I'm actually going to commit the next 4 years of my life to really, you know, dealing with local issues.
Well, my husband and I, we've bought here now. We live in Broadmeadow. We're homeowners. And I'm proud to be a part of the community. I've grown to love Newcastle that much that I'm passionate about my local community, and I believe I have what it takes to become a councillor and to make Newcastle a better place. So there's just so many good people in our community, and I want to be able to help those who are struggling and make a difference to, you know, our parks and for families and whatever arises in our area. It's I don't know.
Oh,
just,
that sounds like a political pitch to me.
Yeah.
Already,
but,
wow.
But it's true, though. Like, I really want to make decisions that help people.
No taxpayer-funded empathy training for you, Jade.
No, but, you know, I live
you got
here.
It, girl.
I'm
you
invested
it.
Here.
Yeah.
I want to see Newcastle grow, and I want to help the community, like, have a positive direction. And I think I can learn new skills, and I think I have leadership that can really help and make a difference.
You know what I like about this as well? I think this is such a great example of, you know, You have, I guess, a certain idea as an individual that, you know, maybe that's too far. Or, you know, maybe you couldn't do something like running to be a local councillor. But I love that you've just jumped into this head first. And really, you can. You should stand for public office. If you're a member of the community, that's what our system is all about. You don't need to have, you know, certain qualifications or whatever. This is about, like, somebody that's standing up, wants to be, you know, a leader in their community, and I think this is such a great thing.
I just, you know what, it's we do sit here and, you know, we sometimes get on our pedestals and we preach about being, you know, good people and, you know, like wanting to make a difference. Mm. And, like, I know with my Feel Good News, you know, I always talk about different positive stories about, you know, good things happening in other parts of the world. And I just think, you know what, why can't I help make a difference here locally in Newcastle? So I don't know, this is something I want to do. I am making sure that I do all the right things, and I've spoken about it with my husband Ben and my family, and more importantly you guys too.
So you're gonna leave the show?
No. Obviously you still do your job. I could never leave you guys. I could never leave this job. I love it so much. But obviously you take it on.
Well, good for you, Jade.
But the thing is, I really want you guys to be a part of my journey. You're my friend, and we're more than that. We're family. We're very tight on this show, and I want you guys to be involved, like, on this journey.
We disagree politically on a few things, but that's okay. I think the more that people that disagree chat and can find common ground, the better, right?
Yeah, that's a great point.
And the issues that you're dealing with on a local government level, they're not really partisan politics. It's
less of that.
We can work together. I'm so happy for you, Jade.
Thank you.
If you're joining a political party, I'd probably say it's not for me. But because it's really local council issues, it's, you know, bins and parking and roads and stuff, I can probably get involved in that.
Well, you know.
But I do need to take, a couple of days to consider.
You want Crevo to run the back end of your campaign, yeah? So this is quite a big deal.
Yeah, well, the thing is that otherwise...
You don't want me running. I'm not organised at all.
Well, you've studied a Bachelor of Finance. I need someone like you in my corner. And I really... It's actually... I really respect both of you guys, and I care about what you think and your opinions. So, I don't know, I'd just like to have you there.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jade. So what will my job be?
Advisor and strategist.
Will you have
you know what?
You're that's a political mind.
I love politics. I've got a weird obsession with politics.
Yeah, and it's good. And you know what? See, this is where I think, like, I've never really had friends or family who are really into politics. And I think I've learned a lot from listening to you guys. And you've sort of inspired me in a way to want to do this, because it's just... Yeah, it's just something that you can really make a change and a difference if you know.
Good job, Jade.
You get involved. So
look, I mean, I think it's great. We'll make sure that you keep on this.
Yeah,
announce
the first
it.
The first step is to not talk do about it.
It is, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just talking about it, and you know, I can't. Yeah, I'm only going to do it if I have the right people
Councillor
with me.
Councillor Jade. I object. Okay, it's not the courts.
Yeah.
Birthday lotto up next worth $550.
That it is. All right, so we're looking for people born in the month of July, 13, 10, 09. This is the easiest way to win cash here in Newey. If you'd like a crack at it and you were born in July, this is your big chance.
We'll take your calls right now, 13, 10, 09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. Your chance to win $550 going into the weekend. Mm-hmm. It'll be perfect, right? All very simple to play. You just need to be born. Congratulations, you're qualified. We're looking for people born in June, and it's time to meet our contestant.
That's right. Let's go to Joy out at Tanilba Bay. She's retired. She lives with two dogs, a cat, and six birds. Just returned from a country escape and wants to spend the money on her grandkids. She has six of them. Good morning, Joy. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, going well, Joy. Now, did you just hear that Jade wants to run for local council? Joy, would you vote for Jade?
I think she'd make an excellent councillor.
Oh, thank you.
It's a great opportunity,
That's
Jade.
Very,
you got one
very kind.
Vote in the bag right there. Actually not, because Joy's in Port Stephens, and so you don't have any votes in the bag.
It's still a good gauge.
Okay.
First bit of feedback, Jade, positive. There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Joy, let's spin these birthday balls. We're going to give you this money for the weekend. Here we go.
All right.
Great.
Okay, Joy, I have pulled out the 22nd of June.
No, Joy.
Sorry.
She suddenly doesn't want to vote for you anymore.
Oh, no. Well, I hope you have fun with your grandkids over the weekend
Joy. Enjoy. Back before 9 o'clock today, guys, worth $550.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yes, Feel Good Friday is here, guys. So excited. The weekend, no more short weeks now. We're on holidays in a couple of weeks, though, right?
We are. What is it, the first break, really, for the year? Does anyone else go on holidays when we do?
No, it's the just
kids.
Us.
Kids are holidaying now.
It's the radio holidays.
Yeah, it's all the shows. With the ratings.
Oh, I'm
going
to miss you, everyone, when we go.
It's only 2 weeks. You'll be right.
On the top of Mount Kosciuszko, you're climbing Mount Kosci, right?
So yeah. Excited.
You're going to get...
Yep.
Hey, guys, up next, interesting one. My housemate is sick as a dog at the moment, coughing, spluttering around home.
And I'm the Glen 20.
You know what? I feel for her, the poor thing. She is very ill. But a part of me was thinking yesterday, stay in your room. Don't come out into the common areas making me sick. I don't want to get sick.
So you're saying...
Whenever somebody I'm close to gets sick, whether it's you guys... On the team, I know you lost your voice yesterday. I thought, I can't afford to be off work for a week.
Yeah, you become an ultra hypochondriac.
I thought to myself with my housemate, is it rude if I go and spray like the Glen 20 antiseptic spray all over the house? Or is it rude that I ask her just to stay and limit her time out in the common areas?
You can't.
Because she's sick.
If you guys live in a house together, right, you rent the whole house... You cannot say to her, you have to stay in your room. That's just the imprisonment.
I know it sounds
stay
bad,
in your room.
But I sort of agree with Maddie.
Are you kidding?
Well, okay, only because, right, I think when Maddie's not home, they work opposite hours of the day. So she's free to roam around the house, no worries, do what you need to do. But I think when Maddie gets home, Maddie should have a can of Glen 20 at the front door, go in, do a quick spray because she's been buzzing around the house during the day, and then it's Maddie's job to just put food at her door.
Well, Maddie from the newsroom.
Like a prison.
So she stays in there.
You live in a share house, Maddie, yeah?
Yeah, but I'm pretty lucky, though, because we live in a two-story house, and it's kind of one couple upstairs, one downstairs.
What are your rules, though? Like, you know.
They're kind of unspoken, but,
we just kind of stay in our
own spaces. I always feel so guilty if I go to the kitchen to, like, make a cup of tea or something, though. I'm like, I've got to clean up after myself. So I think, you know, a total ban may be a bit much. But if she's looking after, if she's clearing up after herself and wiping up her sickness, fine.
Yeah, that's true. No, stay in your room. I can't be convinced.
I think you should.
Don't be spluttering that flu around our house.
Okay, yeah.
If she wants
time.
Something, message me, leave it at the door.
13:10:09, should all sick people isolate at home?
You can't do that.
You can.
Team Crevo or Team Maddie and Jade, make up your mind and call the show, right?
We'll do it after Joel Corey.
13:10:09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Is it okay to isolate sick people in their bedrooms when they get sick? You know, whether it's your family, a friend, a housemate, there's nothing worse than when there's that sick person, that one sick person that comes into work, that's at home, spreading the flu everywhere. I think she should go into a bedroom. Look, my housemate's sick at the moment. Stop spluttering your sickness everywhere.
It's one thing to say, if you're sick, don't come to work. Mm. But you cannot confine someone to their room. You guys share a house together. That's just imprisonment. You can't keep someone in there locking the door and passing food under the door like with a tray.
No, you can.
How ridiculous, Jay.
Let's think back. Remember when you were a little child and your parents used to keep you in your room?
No.
Yeah, they'd say, stay in bed.
Like
and I'll bring you soup
and they'd rub Vicks on your chest.
Yep.
You know
no
what?
Need to come out
just because
into the kitchen.
You're an adult and you gained a little bit of freedom doesn't mean that when you're sick here you can walk around the house.
Jade, when your parents say stay in bed, that's not so like that's not to stop you from moving around. That's just so that you like get more rest.
Yeah.
Very different.
Well, that's what
I just
if you want to get better.
Get sick. Honestly, like I feel bad if I go in right with a big can of Glen 20 and spray the whole apartment.
No, do
but
it.
But I think I have to because I can't afford to be sick and off work for a week.
Damn straight.
You know.
That's fine to spray Glen 20. Locking someone in their room, that's wrong.
There's no actual key and lock, but it's something we could think about, Maddie.
Look at the date. We're living in COVID times, right? What if she had COVID-19
well, then
and she was unaware?
You're going to get it anyway.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Katie, hello.
Good morning.
Hello. What do you think about this? Should sick people isolate in their bedrooms at home?
I think COVID has certainly upped the ante when it comes to sickness, so everyone needs to be a little bit more precautious about those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Lockdown in the bedroom might be extreme, but hey, no one likes getting that COVID test shoved up their nose, so you do what makes you feel safe. But yeah, I probably wouldn't go to Bunnings buying locks just now. Maddie, you might get in trouble.
Yes, I think that's just illegal, to be honest.
Oh, false imprisonment.
I'm okay with the Glen 20. I'll allow it.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie. All right, we're going to Julie. Hello.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, I think you guys have a really big responsibility on the radio, and I think you're letting everybody down.
Sorry?
You're letting everyone down, you're saying? In what way?
Tell us why, Julie. Why are we letting you down?
You should be teaching people to be compassionate and have empathy.
Thank you. Some common sense, finally.
So, Julie, all right, so let me put this to you. If I get sick, right, so, you know, I can't come to work and do my job. My housemate, she's at home in her room relaxing. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, hey, do you mind sticking to your room if you've got some sort of viral infection?
Yeah, but you're also an adult and you don't have to sit on top of us. You just talked about a can of Glen 20 that you can use. Come on, use some common sense.
Yeah, use some common sense.
Oh, Julie.
You can wipe things down with a bit of disinfectant, you know, do the whole hospital vibe.
How do you think mum survived?
Exactly.
Mum, look after whole families that get sick.
That's a great point.
But then that's how everyone else gets sick, though, because mum still have to go out and
do
shopping.
Do you know what, Julie?
And mum doesn't get sick because mum used to wipe down the telephone. Mum used to do this, mum used to do that. Because she used common sense.
You know what, Julie?
I'm looking at this from a man's point of view.
I'm happy, Julie, to back down when I've been told by somebody that's making a lot of sense and a mum. Julie, I accept what you say and I apologise. I need to be more empathetic.
You've got a responsibility on the radio.
Okay.
You change a lot of opinions. You have a big influence and you're not using it right. So make sure you do.
I think we do mostly, though, Julie, don't you think?
Oh, no. I listen to you guys on the way to work for the morning sometimes. Only sometimes because I'm looking for songs, not talk. But sometimes you guys talk some rubbish.
Hey, Julie. Hey, Julie, you're still caught up, though, so that's all that we care about. And please, you must like us a little bit, right?
No, I spend most of my time laughing at you.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Julie? At least we're making you laugh, and that's the main thing.
I actually listened to you talk about, I think it was your auntie.
Yeah.
That wore your grandmother's shoes to the funeral.
Yeah.
Don't you think that was wrong?
You said lots of things. If I was her, I would have got you for slander on the radio. Oh, my God.
You know, Julie, at least it's not background noise.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes a bit of white noise might be nice. You guys enjoy your day.
You too, Julie.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for calling.
You know, Julie should have to find some empathy as well in there. Like,
you know what's actually funny? Like, Julie,
troll us.
So you know how she brought up my auntie's? Okay, for those who don't know, right, real quick, my grandmother passed away about a month and a half ago now, 2 months. And so my auntie wore my grandmother, who just passed away's shoes, to her funeral. I just thought that was odd and so wrong. Now, someone else actually brought this up to me on the weekend. They couldn't believe that my auntie did that.
Yeah. Julie, I hate to break it to you, but this is what FM radio is about.
Yeah, go.
We're not the ABC.
Go to AM if you don't like it. But
we're not the ABC.
But clearly, a lot of people had an opinion on my auntie's shoes. My poor grandmother.
We tackle really big issues here.
Love it or loathe it, up next, more big issues.
Yeah, let's see if Julie likes this one. I want to get your thoughts on
manicured
nails.
No, I like Julie because she called up.
That's
let's
true.
Not troll Julie.
No, I like Julie as well. She's got a good opinion.
I think if she thinks we're crap, that's okay. Some people do.
Manicured nails, Maddie.
Thank you.
Getting your thoughts on it. Love it or loathe it next.
Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I don't care.
Love it.
Actually, Maddie, I'm going to take this one.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
Oh, you're taking it off me now.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you said something this morning, but I want to get your thoughts on this. Manicured nails, love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, I'm going to say loathe it. I just let my nails grow and cut them as I need. They're all different lengths. Like, I don't know. As long as they're clean, who cares, right?
Love it. You need to cut your nails.
Really?
I think as a man, you need to cut your nails.
What about women?
Well,
just in general.
It's different.
How is it different?
Because women like long nails. It's a thing that they like, right?
I guess so. Mine are always quite short.
Well, you always get fake nails, though, so you must
sometimes
like the look of the fake nail.
I get shellac put them, which is just a nail polish that doesn't chip. But I want to bring this up because we need to have a chat about something you said this morning. You said you got turned off a guy who is very lovely because he has a long fingernail on his thumb. And we said, very shallow of you.
Yeah,
you know, there's nothing wrong with the guy. You could just ask him to cut his nail off, trim it.
Do you know, first of all, let me just say, Jade, I didn't say I was turned off this person
you
because
did.
Of the long nail. No. Don't put words in my mouth, Jade. Don't try and make an example of me.
No, I'm not.
I didn't say that I was turned off because of the long nail. I said I'm not into the long nail, and I think it's a bit disgusting, and I think we all have our things that we like as people. So that's why I said it. I'm not into
that
it.
That sounds like a turn off.
It's a bit of a turn-off. I think long nails on guys looks really weird.
Yeah, but I just think it's... This is why you never find love, because
you're too picky. No, it's not. If I don't like long nails, you like what you like.
I just think there's nothing wrong with
you
saying...
You like Alice Cooper. I think he's disgusting, but that's just personal preference,
yeah, I know,
right?
But I'm just saying, like, there's... I think... I don't want you to be alone, and I just think, you know, there's nothing wrong with meeting a nice person, and if something's slightly bothering you, like their nails... Maybe you should just say something.
Jade, there's under no circumstance was that the long nails a deal breaker. Under any circumstance was it was something that I looked at and I thought, I don't like it. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to say that to somebody. That's so rude. I'm not in a relationship with this person.
Do you think it's... I think you couldn't say it a few dates in.
I think you could. After a few dates, maybe, if it was really bothering you.
Oh, God, that's annoyed me this morning.
Maddie's squinting at me now, everyone.
God, that's so annoying. Okay, counsellor.
I don't want you to be alone.
Thanks, Jade.
You're welcome.
She's got your best interests at heart.
Well,
mate.
He knows now, doesn't he? Thanks, Jade.
Well, if he's listening.
He does. Anyway, 8:29, news time up next. New
I've
FM,
done it for
morning.
You.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. Guys, up next we're going to talk a little bit more about our flood relief beer. I've got a running total of how much we've raised. We're also going to find out about a new offer if you are involved with a pub. There's a chance for pubs to get involved with a keg of this beer.
Oh, so good. 105 minutes commercial free, though, is kicking off after 9 with Jackson. Yeah. Hello.
Good morning. I got some Maroon 5 for you, Feel Good Friday. Oh,
love these guys.
I hope they put out a new album soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like Maroon 5.
Yeah, they actually haven't released music in a while. So.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yet another bunch of guys never age.
I know. Levine always looks about 25.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And he's been nominated Sexiest Man Alive about 400 times.
He's hanging out with Pharrell at the Fountain of Youth, yeah. I think.
They're sipping from something. I'm Salt and Pepper as well. And Maddie, I know you love this one.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. This is, I reckon, one of the best songs of the year so far.
You know what? This has made me fall in love with Pink. I'll admit it.
I was thinking about this song, why Pink's daughter fits with the song. I think it's because the daughter almost sounds like an auto-tuned version of Pink. You know how, like, Akon, auto-tunes the voice to be higher up?
Mm.
It's sort of like that. It's like a whole new voice kind of thing.
I just think it's a really sweet thing to do as a parent.
What a legacy as well to look back on, you know, when she's older.
Yeah.
Had a hit song with your mum. That's so great.
Really cool.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off very soon.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo and Styx Brewery. Raising money together for flood relief. You can buy and enjoy responsibly the Novos Flood Relief Beer. Just head over to styxbrewery.com.au now.
Yeah, the cases are still for sale if you'd like to buy one or maybe treat your workmates.
Flying out the door at the moment, which is so good.
Mm. Yeah, we've done really well. This is our first full week of selling our flood relief beer. Styx Brewery have been amazing setting it all up, brewing the beer and giving all of the money to people who have been affected by the floods. And, you know, it is out of the news a little bit at the moment, but it just happened. People are still cleaning up.
Yeah.
They've lost their houses. They've lost their businesses. And we spoke to someone from Give It earlier in the week, which is the charity that is organising the money to go to these people. And they made some points that really hit home for me. Like, maybe a person may not have even lost anything in a flood, but the business that they work for, the little business in town might have been washed away. They're not going to have a job.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that really, really hits home.
I just have pulled up the Give It site, and what's so great about Give It as an organisation, it helps people directly with what they need for their particular circumstance. So just having a look now, the first few, you know, someone's requested rugs and mats because they've got water damage to their house. You can fund and give the money to that person to get their rugs and mats. Batteries, fridge and freezers, obviously appliances, a lot of appliances damaged during these floods. So this is such a great direct way to help people.
I actually went out to Styx Brewery yesterday to pick up some beer for our boss, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
He bought a case and I got some for Benny. And he had a couple last night. He loved it.
It's very tasty.
It's a delicious pale ale. And it's definitely worth it because you're giving back, but also, you know, you get to drink some beer.
Exactly right. Now, I've just got running tally so far. This is just in the first week, guys. We've sold $2,950 worth of beer.
Yay!
So, really, really awesome start. We're going to keep selling. Now, I've been speaking to Anna Lee from over at Styx Brewery, and she said, if you're listening from a pub or venue that sells beer on tap, for a one-time offer, there's the opportunity to buy a keg of beer for $600, every single dollar of that going to flood relief. Anna Lee will even deliver the keg to you and pick it up free of cost. So you literally just have to pay the $600. So if you're a pub or a venue that wants to do that, you can get in touch with us here at the station on 131009, have a chat to producer Jackson, or you can call the brewery directly and do that as well. And
that's awesome.
We've also still got that offer in place as well. If you want to buy as a small business, five cases of flood relief beer, we'll give you a plug on the radio.
Yeah,
so we've done it for several businesses last week. We'll run it into next week, so we'd love to help some more people.
Yeah, the goal is, of course, to raise as much money as possible. We will continue selling this beer all next week, and we're just so thankful to Styx over at Carrington for getting involved and doing that.
But speaking of money, guys, we have $550 to give away right now with Birthday Lotto. Ooh,
yeah.
All you need is a birthday to play. We pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, call the show. First in, best dress, 131009. What month are we looking for?
I spun the wheel. It's come up April.
April, babies. Give us a call on 131009.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, we love giving away free cash. $550 could be yours right now if you were born in the month of April. You just have to be the first through on 131009.
All right, let's go to Crystal out of Burgle this morning. The soundtrack to her life is It's Friday, Then Saturday, Sunday, What? By Dubsky. Wants to swim with great white sharks. And the first thing she'll do with the money is a big weekend away. Hey, Crystal, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Tell me why you want to swim with sharks, because let's be honest, most people don't.
I just think they're honestly beautiful creatures. They're really misunderstood, and I would just love to see one up close.
Couldn't agree more. Absolutely love sharks.
Screw that. You know what I'm saying? If you're with something that could kill you in a second, no thanks.
Sharks are fine.
All right, Crystal, I really hope you can win this cash because you didn't win our mini putt.
Oh, it's that Crystal. Yeah. Hey, Crystal. All right, here we go. $5.50 up for grabs.
Crystal, were you born on the 24th of April?
No, I wasn't.
Ah, too bad.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Crystal.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy the weekend. We are done for another week, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Don't forget the flood relief beer available now, sixbury.com.au. And we are out of pier.
Yeah.
The big boss is in town today.
Oh, yeah.
That's
exciting.
We can't wait.
Yeah,
we've never actually met our big boss in the flesh.
It's always been like a Skype thing.
Skype.
Yeah.
Let's take bets on how tall you think he is. I think
because he's always sitting down in the chair.
I think he's a tall gentleman.
Imagine if he was like 4'2".
Not possible.
And it's going to be weird because we've always imagined him not wearing pants underneath the desk.
Have you?
Well, because he's always sitting down and it's always been on a teleconference.
You
and
say we. I think that's a you thing. I've never thought about that.
So now that I see him in real life, I think he'll be wearing pants. You know what I mean? It'll just be a different experience.
Hello, Jackson. Yeah. 105 commercial free. Let's move on from that.
We please?
Never imagined that.
Haven't you?
Marshmallow is in the playlist.
Oh,
we got
cool.
105 commercial free. Yeah, your Feel Good Friday sounding good.
My favourite.
Yeah.
Still loving
Last
it.
Animals and also two.
Oh,
Chris
yes.
Brown.
You can't have a Feel Good Friday without this song.
Nah.
Yeah, three times. Love it. Enjoy your weekend, guys.
Yeah, everyone.
Catch
have
you
fun.
Monday.
Be nice to each other. Love life.
Okay, Ellen.
All right, person who writes all those messages on people's